Well, I fell on the railroad one time when the train was coming and just about got killed, but otherwise everything was pretty safe.
Did you get away? Someone help you get away? Or did you?
No, I just got up.
Before it ran off.
And all the trains then were coal burning trains, and they had all kind of cinders, and you get cinders in your eyes. And at one time, we lived within probably 20 feet of the railroad tracks, and the whole backyard was cinders. There was no grass at all.
And so, then when you got married, what kind of house did you guys live in after that? Where did you live first?
Well, at first we lived in a duplex. Mm-hmm. Had three little rooms on one side and a small bathroom.
In Buckhead.
In Buckhead, right in downtown Buckhead. And then after 2 years, we built, or his uncle built it for us, our first home. It was near Vinings. Mm-hmm. And we were there about a year and a half, and then we moved back to Roswell.
So were your children born in Roswell, or were they born
before? Our children were born in Roswell. Well, I was expecting our daughter when we moved back to Roswell.
Mm-hmm. So you were happy to move back?
Yeah. Actually, it was his idea to move back to Roswell. I was one from Roswell and him from Marietta, but it was his idea to move back to Roswell, and we moved about every couple of years there for a while.
She will be, our daughter will be 45 years old, February the 11th, so you can see how long we've been here.
And do you have grandchildren?
We have two.
Yeah. How old are they now?
They're 7 and 12. Girl and boy.
What was Roswell like when you moved back? Because you'd been around, I guess, when you were younger a little bit, and then what was it like? Had it changed a lot by the time you moved back as an adult with your kids, or was it?
Well, yeah, it had changed a good bit from the time I was a child.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the bigger differences?
There were subdivisions being built. Mm-hmm. We moved into a subdivision. One of my brothers was building houses at the time, and he built our first two houses in Roswell. And we lived on just past the North Roswell Elementary School. Mm-hmm. And we lived in Land O'Lakes, and we lived in the old Victorian house on. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
What was it like, going back a little bit before that, what was dating like when you were younger? How did dating go? Tell me all about it.
Once a week, maybe.
And that was me only. Tell her how many people you dated.
I dated him only.
You never got a date before him? That was it?
Well, if she had the best, why would she want to try to? Could you find it?
And how many people did you date? That's
very seldom. Yeah. Half a week.
You dated a few girls.
I dated a few girls, not many.
Was it a big deal that you were dating someone who wasn't from nearby, a little bit further away? Some people.
Well, no, not really. Marietta wasn't
that far.
All that far. My speaking of that reminded me of my dad. Like I said, we raised chickens and we raised laying hens. Early on, and when I was a child, my dad took the eggs to Marietta, eggplant over there, and he took the eggs over there, and sometimes he would let me ride with him, and that was a big thrill.
Did he have a car, or was it a...
He had a car. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So did you learn to drive in high school and drive a car ever?
I did. Yes, I did.
They had a driver's ed that...
No, no driver's ed. My brother-in-law taught me.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I think Roswell High School and one of the other high schools had driver's ed.
Yeah.
What kind of place did you go on a date back then? What was a date?